This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the DJV program. Hi.
Hello.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, all here at your service and on your side. Simply a matter of applying all of our intuitiveness, all of our energy, all of our knowledge to what you already know so that we can all be smarter at the end of the day than we were when we got started. That's by design with this program. Interested in what's going on? Let's get to some of the things that are, I suppose, when you get right down to it, this is very helpful that the Senate has approved all of this coronavirus stuff, even with all the huffing and puffing from some of the people that are there. So basically, Jennifer, what does this mean to Americans? The bottom line, everybody's been told they're going to get $1,000 and other things. How pertinent is that? And how about the legislation helping people who work for the federal government? Does everybody get a piece of this? How does it all break down?
Well, so there are two bills that the Senate has passed. They were signed into law by President Trump, and those are going to offer some services, everyday services, meals, those types of things to people who are in need. The big one is the almost $1 trillion stimulus package, which is being floated by the Trump administration. It's being taken up right now in the Senate. They're batting around ideas and should be voting on this rather quickly. That's the one that would actually guarantee people some money and some money in their pocket right away. President Trump and Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury, said that they were entertaining the idea of a payroll tax cut, but seeing how severe already cuts are being made to people's paychecks, that's not necessarily going to get the money into the hands of everybody that needs it. So the way that they're proposing it is that it would be two $1,000 payments. So the first would come in April, probably sometime around April 6th, if everything stays on schedule, and then the next would come around the same time in May, and that would go $1,000 to American workers, except those who are considered to be making like $1 million salaries because they don't need the money. Yeah. That would also promise $300 billion for small business bailout, and then it would have $50 billion for the airline industry, which I kind of take issue with. The airline industry needs some money. I just hate to see it all go to Boeing, who's made some really terrible mistakes.
Why is it going to Boeing?
It would be going to the airline industry in general. And so
but Boeing doesn't run an airline. It was supposed to go to the 7 major airlines, American, United, Delta, Southwest, Frontier, United, Delta, American, who am I missing?
JetBlue.
Right. Yeah. No, this is not supposed to go any. That money's not supposed to go to Boeing.
Well,
I'm wondering.
Hopefully. And then another $100 billion for industries that have been affected by this.
Well, I want to get to
the retail industry and others.
Let me get to something that really, when I look at some of these things, I don't have to go very far back in my mind, the bailout for the farmers and how screwed the American farmer got at the hands of the government. So I would like to think and hope and pray that and put good energy around the thought that this money is going to go really to people who deserve it. Guys that run big corporations don't need a bailout.
Right.
People
and
who
that's
are,
what they've been very clear about. And
well,
over
they weren't
half
clear
the
about
money,
it with farmers, Jennifer.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about what they've been saying directly is that they want to make sure that this goes to small businesses and to and to workers. So obviously you have to see the proof is going to be in the pudding where all this money goes. But the way that it's being allocated right now, the bulk of it is going to individuals and small businesses, which I think
there was an announcement yesterday.
Right,
my bank,
important.
The guy who runs my bank called me yesterday and said that there had been an announcement, excuse me, earlier in the day that the SBA was going to move to allow people who are in small businesses to apply online, not through the bank. The bank wouldn't be involved at all. It would strictly be a government deal, up to $2 million for small businesses, a 30-year payment back at 3.47% interest.
Yeah.
And anybody who's got a small business needs to be applying for that.
Absolutely. And one of the things I can give you,
didn't I say that to you yesterday? Did you and I talk about that?
No, I think I said it to you. Didn't I tell you that? That I'm starting to pull out small business.
Right. Whoever was saying what to whom.
In any case, I think one of the things that I've read in starting to research some of this for my own small business is that you have to make a compelling case when you fill out your documents about how the money would be used as seed money, essentially, to bring in workers. Because once this ends, you're going to want to assure the government that you're not just taking the money and putting it into a hole, that you're going to use it to bring in additional people and bolster the workforce. So just a little tip if you're going to go that route.
Right, exactly. All right, you can hire me, Jennifer. I'll hire you. It'll all be fine. So what else have we got here that from the money department? Retail sales off last month by a half a point. I don't think that's so bad. I mean, look, I've talked to a couple of my friends in the car business. They said business was holding up at least through last week. The number of people applying for new mortgages, I think I went through, I looked at some initial info on Monday on that. The latest info is that the actual amount, I talked to my friend who is the real estate broker in Framingham, and he's selling houses like hotcakes because people can get mortgages. It's like they're going to pay you to take the money. Mortgage applications are up 25% in the last 2.5 to 3 weeks. So that tells you something. Most all the car companies are shutting down. Most of them, they can't get parts, first of all. Secondly, they can't sell cars. So the people in the image here is of car dealers who have huge backlots that are full of cars. They want to get rid of them. The automobile companies say, okay, we're going to stop making cars because we know there's going to be a slowdown. There's a 129-day supply of cars in America. That's pretty interesting to think about it, right? 129 days ahead they are at the current rate of sales. That's how many cars are sitting in lots waiting to be sold. So they got 129 days. They can easily go. It takes about 3 weeks to produce a car. From the time the order goes into the computer, it goes down the line, gets out, gets, you know, some in some case, depending on whether it's in a domestic or a foreign car. But General Motors and Ford and Chrysler can kick out a car in 3 to 4 weeks from the time of order to the time of it being delivered. It's about twice to three times that long if you're buying a car from an overseas manufacturer. So they got 129-day surplus. That means that they can go for, 4 months without having to make any new cars. So let's see what that does. Let's see what kind of deals. Anybody that's thinking about buying a car, look at the nobody here is, I'm thinking, but I actually was entertaining it until the old car. I have a 2010, and it was, I don't know where this frog is coming from, excuse me. The idea of driving it back cross country, I thought, maybe that's not such a good idea. But I'm driving it, and it's fine. And I have an air leak in one tire. That's it. Other than that, things are swell. Just keep going.
Plug it up.
There it is. Yeah, plug it up.
Plug
and
up
keep
the hole.
Actually, I just keep putting. I'm going to wait till I get home. Sneaker can plug it up. I just keep putting air in it every day. So anyway, how is what are we doing for time here, Kara? I'm not looking. I'm not watching things as well as I might. Okay, we got time for one more here before we have to pause. The kinds of things we were talking earlier about Amazon hiring 100,000 people. The shipments that are coming from businesses, you're ordering online. The question about how they deliver without giving you the virus, I don't know if there's been an answer to that. How are, I mean, retailers, we understand they're cleaning the stores, but what about all the stuff on the shelves? How do they, let's say somebody goes into a drugstore.
Yeah. I don't know about the drugstore example, but I heard a doctor who said that the risk is relatively low that you can get it from doing pickup or delivery,
good.
Since that's how we're all doing it. But
They
do recommend that you take everything out of the packaging, put it on your own silverware, use your own your own plates, your own silverware, use your own utensils. And after you take everything out, unpack as much of it as you can outside and then unpack the food inside the house and throw away the containers and then wash your hands before you
eat. And whatever you do, do not bring in takeout or groceries and plop them on your kitchen counter, because the everyone's kitchen counter right now probably has coronavirus on it. It's because people just don't think about, you know, when you carry things in, if it's already been, if you bag your own groceries or if you have plastic bags or whatever, it's all touching all those same metal surfaces where this can live for days. And then if you bring it into your kitchen and you put it right on top of your kitchen counter, if you don't disinfect that countertop, then you're just going to start spreading stuff around. So you have to just be a little bit smarter, be a little bit, you know, more OCD about things with, you know, with regards to deliveries and things like that. But I've also heard what Jen's heard, a lot of experts saying it is totally safe to do takeout from a restaurant or delivery. It's fine. You can, and all the delivery services, you can check the box for no contact delivery if you want, and they'll leave it at your door.
Is there such a thing as safely breastfeeding, whether in public or private? Is that something that anybody who has children has asked about or thought about?
Why would that not be safe?
Well, if you've been outside and somehow or other you've been exposed and somehow or other it gets on your breast, I don't know. I'm asking because it seems like
I don't think anyone's thinking about that, but you? No.
Well, I'm thinking about people who have children, frankly, and all of the... What I'm thinking about, Victoria, actually, is all of the possible scenarios that people could worry about that we could put to rest.
I think you just created one.
Yeah. But, you know, for babies, it's really interesting to watch the numbers. Babies are very... From 0 to 9, very low rate of infection for whatever reason that is.
Strong immune system. I was interested in looking at one of the trades this morning. There's a host in Ohio that's got a coronavirus. A lot of stations, one of the three big companies, is just firing people right and left, scared. They're not using any common sense at all. And they bit off more than they could chew when they bought CBS. So they're trying to find every way they can to cut expenses. And this is an excuse to do that. There a lot of people are broadcasting from home, which is what we've always done. And it's interesting to see how they aren't used to it, so they they kind of flub-a-dub around for a while trying to figure out what's next. I know what's next here. A couple of great commercials. This is the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Headlines, music in our ears. Music is a portion of this hour and every hour of our DJV program because it's so important to our lives, especially now when we want some good entertainment, good distraction. Here's Brad Paisley, his Nashville grocery store that he and his wife Kimberly have opened up in partnership with Belmont University, is now providing free food for those in Nashville who are in need. Another giving act of somebody who, you know, you can say, well, they got plenty of money, they can do it. No, don't look at it that way. They don't have to do it. They're doing it because they care and they're smart. The supermarket is called the store. I would like to, I'm thinking, I ought to open up a store called the food store, ladies. What do you think?
Oh, just drive us nuts.
The food store, right, exactly. Anyway, the store is taking that charitable service one step further for a group of customers who are at very high risk during this whole situation here that we find ourselves in. Seniors will get free groceries delivered to their homes. Won't cost you anything to get it delivered. Won't cost you anything for the groceries. And that's a pretty good step. The store is open. Paisley said, in light of how times have changed, we've decided to change the way we do things just a bit for now. He shared some video on Instagram. He said, quote, we're mobilizing a group of volunteers to deliver groceries, 1 week's worth of groceries to elderly people who ought not to be out shopping anyway. Like you did, Victoria, for your mom.
Yep.
She shouldn't be out, so you went and did the grocery shopping for her. This is what is very helpful about this sort of thing. Good lesson and a good idea bank for others that might be able to do the same sort of thing. Paisley then went on to explain that the store currently has a list of seniors in areas of Nashville that will receive the deliveries. Volunteers will be following all protocols to make sure that they are doing it the right way, which obviously is smart. He's trying to help out, not get in the way. He even asked his fans and followers to inform him if they know of anybody in the community of Nashville who ought to be on the list but is not. Please email us now at info@thestore.org to make sure that we get them the food that they need. They don't need to be out. Let's get through this together. I think so many people are doing this. So many people. This is going to help this thing move along that much faster. and an end to the problem will come faster because of things like that. And by the way, people get better just because they have a good mental attitude. You'd be surprised the spirit-mind-body connection, how that helps you through stuff like this. Also, while we're in the country department, let's go to Blake Shelton, Warner Music Nashville roster, joining forces to release the compilation Nashville Strong. Proceeds from these tracks will be donated to the Middle Tennessee Emergency Response Fund by the Community Foundation following the tornadoes that hit Nashville last month. The collection, or actually it was early this month, wasn't it? In Tornado Alley this morning. I can see we had lightning and thunder banging around here all night long, and some tornadoes a little bit west of here. So it still is in this neck of the woods. I'm in Oklahoma City. The collection of songs, Blake and Ashley McBride, some of the other people who are involved in this, let's see here. Brett Eldridge's Drunk on Your Love, Chris Jansen's Good Vibes, Cole Swindell's You Should Be Here, more songs making up the project, singles I Hope by Gabby Barrett, is that right? Is that how you pronounce his name? Barrett? Is it Barrett? Gabby Barrett, I guess. More Hearts Than Mine, Ingrid Andress, popular tracks by Ashley McBride, Cody Johnson, Devin Dawson, Michael Ray, Morgan Evans. In addition to assisting in tornado relief, it was announced this week that Gibson Guitars, also from Nashville, is helping musicians in the community. They launched a guitar recover program that provides immediate support in giving a guitar to any musician whose instrument was damaged or destroyed in the tornadoes. Over 500 musician inquiries have been made with the help of Gibson Gibbs. So that's good news to...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I would like to begin by announcing some important developments in our war against the Chinese virus.
President Trump at a coronavirus briefing yesterday, calling it the invisible enemy, but expressing optimism that it will be defeated sooner than his critics expect. And he played down concerns the U.S. unemployment rate would skyrocket in the next few weeks. Trump did tell reporters,
"We inherited a very obsolete system. This was a system that was out of date, obsolete, or it was a system that was never meant to take care of the number of people that we're talking about, millions and millions of people."
Meanwhile, President Trump has signed into law a multi-billion dollar coronavirus aid package that includes provisions for paid leave, sick benefits, unemployment benefits, and free diagnostic testing for the virus. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Continuing on now with our DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Everything's working A-OK today, which is a good thing. It's March Sadness, not March Madness. March Sadness, a lot of people are...
I'm going to give you points for that one. That's pretty funny.
You like that? Okay. So, but I want to kind of get back to something that I was saying earlier that maybe is worth some underscore before Victoria brings us into some other areas that are good, a lot of good news, a lot of things that are being given and help being sent forth by people who have the ability to do so. We all have the ability to do something good. That's what I'm trying to do with this radio program, keep it away from anything that is negative or nasty. Once in a while, there will be some things that will come up that seem kind of negative. My question about breastfeeding didn't seem to go too far.
But well, it's not negative. It's just I don't know that that's something that moms
it's just weird. It's just sort of creepy. You know?
It is a little creepy.
It's not negative, just creeper.
Okay. So the idea of buying things from the Chinese, let me just go through one more time what I said before, what I'm going to do. My pledge is that if I am to need a new computer, if I'm going to need a new iPad, an iPhone, whatever it is, or something that's equivalent to that, and I have to buy something made in China or anything, and it's going to be hard to escape this because it's almost impossible to find stuff that's not made in China.
I think we should just unplug the show right now.
There's no way it's made in China. But we have to make a pledge. You've got to start somewhere.
Even if something is assembled here, you still need the chipsets.
You just need the Chinese.
iPhones can be made here in the States, but they still require certain parts that
somehow we have to. These people have to pay. Not the people in the country, but the government and the people who are responsible for this have got to pay. They've brought the world to its knees, which may be what they want to do. You know, they want world domination. Maybe this is their way. Who knows what their thinking is? But I don't trust them. I don't like them. I don't want to do business with them. So that's just me. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball has committed a lot to help out the employees at all the ballparks since they're not going to play any games for a while. What's the story there, Victoria?
Yeah, this is a great story. All 30 MLB teams are committing $1 million each to pay the ballpark employees while as we're waiting for the season to start. It has a delayed start. It looks like right now the season opener is postponed until mid-May. That's at the earliest. We may actually, depending on how this virus peaks, we'll see where it goes. But many of the ballpark employees, ushers, vendors, they're usually paid per game, and that obviously that income is gone now. So MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said, motivated by desire to help some of the most valuable members of the baseball community, each club has committed $1 million, and I'm proud that our clubs came together so quickly and uniformly to support these individuals who provide so much to the game that we love. And so according to Forbes magazine, the shutdown that has cost MLB about $2 billion. And so hopefully once the season starts, they'll be able to make up some of that. The NBA says that their lost ticket sales is about $1.2 billion. And that also includes concession sales, obviously. If you go to any ballpark, you know how expensive it is. So, you know, missing out on those concession sales is a big thing. And the TV rights, the fees that they collect. So this is kind of how it's not just missing people in the stadium. It's the residual effect that all these games have. And in the NHL, individual teams like the Chicago Blackhawks, Jen mentioned earlier, the Lakers and the Clippers in L.A., they're also contributing money to assist the stadium and arena workers. And that's a really important thing. And I have to give Mark Cuban props. He was the first one out of the gate to say, it was almost immediate after he found out that the season was canceled. His first reaction was, what are we going to do about everyone who works in the arena? So I think a lot of people have followed his example, and it's a great one.
Just out of curiosity, the voting for the primaries, so one was called off this week. There's another one in 2 weeks. What's going to shift here? Are there plans? Do people know what's going to happen in these states as we move forward?
I think only Georgia, Kentucky, Maryland, and I'm missing another one that had decided to postpone. Louisiana, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, decided to postpone until June. But that's a huge issue. The Ohio governor said he called off his election. He used the health emergency, essentially, to stop when the court wouldn't do an injunction into their election day. So it's unclear. But Florida still had people turning out. Arizona, Illinois, they all had people turning out. But obviously this is something that's on people's minds and probably will be for the next few weeks.
Well, and in New Jersey, let's hope it doesn't go any further than that.
Yeah,
some people
primary,
think this could last in and out for another season. It'd go out in the summer, come back in the fall.
Governor Cuomo from New York, who I think has done a really amazing
job. Yeah, he has done a good job. I agree with you. Yeah.
And even putting differences aside with President Trump, I think the two of them
came
up with a lot
of
good things.
I thought
yesterday.
It was cute the other night when Cuomo and Cuomo were together on CNN because the governor's brother is on CNN. And they were teasing about who was their mother's favorite son. I thought that was an interesting.
Whoever
I haven't watched CNN usually, but I said.
Whoever can save their mother from not getting this virus is probably going to be the favorite son. But Governor Cuomo said in New York, their pandemic and, you know, infectious disease experts, they predict that this is a 45-day. In 45 days, we'll reach the peak in New York.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
what that means is that will be the peak of the most people infected. And so one of the ships, you know, the Red Cross ships, is heading up to New York Harbor, and it's a hospital ship. I don't know if it's the Comfort or if it's one that I forget the other name. One of those, the Comfort, will be in New York Harbor, and I'm not sure how many extra beds that provides, but I would imagine it'd be a couple thousand. Oh, okay, 1,000. But ventilators is really the biggest issue, because when you get this and you're severe enough to be in the hospital, you need a ventilator. Because your lungs this is such a burden on the lungs, and that's really the danger. So when we hear people talking about we need more ventilators, that's why. And so
I thought it was kind of interesting about those ships real quick, though. They're going to actually be doing all the other surgeries. So because obviously people aren't going to stop having heart attacks. They're not going to stop needing some emergency surgery. So from what I've heard, those ships are actually going to be used to take the people who aren't sick with the flu or with the coronavirus onto theirs to keep it kind of a clean area for people who do need surgeries and can't put it off.
And that makes sense, because you don't want to mix those patients in with people who have the coronavirus, because it's just so contagious.
Let's exercise a couple of more parts of our brain here for a minute, if we may. I'm thinking again about my medical professional friends who are on this program, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, both of whom have completely different ways of looking at medicine, but both of whom agree 100% on wondering out loud, and not many people are wondering out loud, it would seem, at this point, but I'm going to wonder out loud, the same as they are, what in the world is going on here that we don't know, we don't see? Ken pointed out and has in this weekend's Good Day Health, if you're listening to that on many of these same stations, the Good Day Health show that I do with Ken and Jack, it's 2 hours of medical information, updates, help for you and how to treat things, that sort of thing. But we respond, there's a lot of stuff about the coronavirus, as you can imagine, this weekend. And Ken outwardly asks, what is going on here? He reminds us that in the SARS, 10 years ago, the SARS epidemic, 13,000 people died in a week or 10 days. So far, fewer than 100 have died in America. That's as of yesterday, I believe. 5,900 confirmed cases, more or less. It could be, I don't know.
I think we're up to 7,500.
We're up to 7,500. Mm-hmm. Okay. About 8,500 people have died outside of China, around the world. And so we go back to the question, what are we missing here? And Trump said at the beginning there was nothing to worry about, and then he changed his tune. But what is going on? Why is it that when you look back at all of the things that have happened in the last 40 years that are sort of like this, and they have taken a toll far worse than this, is it that they know that this thing could spread and get out of control if it isn't handled? Is that the issue? Or is there something else that they know that we don't know that is about to drop on our heads? I don't mean to be negative, but this makes no sense to me. None whatsoever. There's nothing about this that striates in my years of living on the planet. There have been a lot of problems, a lot of worldwide things that have been a problem, a lot of things in America that have been a problem. Nothing equals this in terms of response. Even September 11th, it doesn't match. And there's something here, and whether I'm the only one who's asking the question, I don't know, you tease me because I think about stuff, there's something here that makes no sense whatsoever. And when are we going to become curious enough or in some frame of mind to demand an answer or to figure the answer out? We know the conspiracy theories about China and Iran, those all make perfect sense. But there still is something else here. I've made no bones about, I've said it several times even today, about the Chinese want to have world domination and they'll screw up everything and anything they can in order to have control of the world. And they've done a nice job of working and inveigling themselves into everybody's life, whether it's our country or around the rest of the world. And so now maybe they'll pay the price for having released this, created this virus and released it. Whether it was an accident or not, I think it kind of was an accident. But by the same token, the way that they were doing it and sending it to her. I mean, there's something else here, and it's very frustrating to not be able to come up with. And especially if you look at the economy tanking, all the hard breaks, the hardships that people are going to go through for what I consider to be no good reason. I can't see a good reason for the economy for the possible 20% unemployment rate for these hundreds of thousands of people around the country that had to file for unemployment this week. What's the reason? Are we asking the question and are we getting an answer? I don't see it. I don't see it. And I don't know that anybody's going to be able to. I want to see some facts. I want to understand what the rationale is for this madness.
Well, I understand. I agree with you, and I think anyone who buys the story that this came from bats in China, like, I mean, you really are just
the easiest thing
to just be gullible about. But beyond that, I think that what this is showing us is, you know, when we talk about, like, the backbone of the American economy, we've got all these different important sectors. We've got the agricultural sector. We've got the manufacturing sector. But what I think this is putting it in the forefront. The most overlooked sector is the service industry. The reason we have all these people filing for unemployment right now, because we've got servers, bartenders, line cooks, people who work in hotels have already been furloughed from Marriott. They're the biggest employer in terms of hotels in this country. I mean, this is the real backbone of American life. It's the service industry. And so when you tell people you can't be in a restaurant, you can't be in a hotel, you can't be in an airport, that is the immediate ripple effect that's hitting the economy, and that's like step number one. That's the first line of defense that goes down. That's why I think that it's so much of the economy starting to crumble. It's because I think for far too long we have taken the service industry for granted. They have no medical leave, have no medical leave. They have no benefits. They have no paid sick time. These are things not to sound like a Bernie person here, but these are things that have been overlooked.
Victoria, okay, but you know what? It isn't the companies that are the bad guys. The public doesn't want to pay $10 for a hamburger,
right?
And that's what they should be paying. That's why these people don't have the benefits, because they can't. The American public won't pay $10 for a hamburger or what it costs to provide you with
good
food.
We like to go to Walmart.
The farmers are getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday because people don't want to pay for good quality food. And Jennifer just mentioned the word. Walmart has screwed this country over. That family and that company has screwed over more businesses, more towns, in more ways than you can count. And it's because we all want to buy cheap crap. And most of the stuff in Walmart comes from China to begin with. And why we're going in there, Walmart should be closed down.
If we also think of it this way, look at the dollar store. Look what the dollar store, the implementation of the dollar store, what that did to the American economy. If you look back on that, that's going to be something in the history books. That the 99-cent store, that changed how Americans shop. Here's the problem, and this is, I'm not a parent, so I'm not judging parents, but this is another problem. Instead of giving your kid one or two toys that are made in America, you have to give your kid 17 cheaper toys that are all made in China every Christmas.
They all get thrown away.
It happens
break
every single Christmas.
Right. Good food for thought. This is the DJV Show.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters. From March 12th through April 1st, use your club card at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's to stock up on gear like ammo from Herders, Winchester, and Hornady. For every $250 you spend in-store, you get an extra $25 in club points. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here. See an outfitter for details. Terms and conditions apply. The Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's club cards are issued by Capital One Bank USA, N.A. pursuant to a license by MasterCard International Incorporated.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Amazing things about the world that we live in is there are so many people who are so helpful. There are a lot of smart people around, and so as we go through our day-to-day existence and we come up with burps and bleeps as we have the last month or two here in America and actually around the world, it's refreshing to find people who really know how to deal with these things and who are very eager, very anxious to help others. Such is the person that I'm going to spend some time with you right now talking about the health side, if you will. I'm not talking about the physical health, the mental health that is necessary, the attitude, if you will, to make it through this business with the health scare that we have in front of us now. Mike Rutosky is someone that I know as a personal inspirational consultant. He helps men do lots of different things to make their lives better. I first came upon you, I'm trying to remember, was it 3 years ago? When was the first time we talked? It was three.
I mean, it was about five, yeah.
Was it 5 years?
2015 or... Yeah. We were kids then.
Yes, we were kids then. Yes, you're right about that. So we've matured now. How do you, the men who come to you for help and want your, they solicit your input, what are you telling them? I know you have, by the way, I'm going to send people to your Facebook page, if I may, spelling your last name, H-R-O-S-T-O-S-K-I. Go to facebook.com/Mike Rutosky. So what's the question you're getting, and what are you telling people who are shook up about this?
Yeah, so I I've been doing 5 calls a day, for like the past 4 days. I sent an email to my email list and to my audience and said, if anyone needs help, I'll jump on the phone to support you. The most common concerns are, just one around the safety of friends and family, and two around financial things, because many jobs and gigs are being canceled from restaurants and yoga teachers and massage therapists and anyone running an event space. So there's a definite financial impact here. Just to give a little context about myself, I've been coaching and mentoring male executives and entrepreneurs for the past 7 years. I was one of the first life coaches for men online. And, for the past 8 years, I've been working online. So I've been working online since 2012. I've gotten to really see behind the scenes of a lot of really successful men's lives and their businesses and their marriages. So what I'm going to share has been, it's been battle tested in the field. I have seven personal practices that'll be really helpful for everyone. Can I just go through all 7?
Please, yeah, help yourself. Yeah. We got a limited amount of time here, but let's go through them and pick them as we can.
So number one is, right now, this is the most important thing, help people. One of my friends who is a client and a dear friend, remember he once said, anytime I'm not feeling well, I just reach out to someone in my community who I know is, having a tough time. And I said, is there anything I can do to help? So right now, if you do have a job, resources, if you're feeling stable, just reach out. Reach out to your community, whether that be a religious community or, a spiritual community or just a community of friends. Helping people right now is probably the most important thing you can do if you have the capacity. Number two, connect with people that you love. Right now, we're going into social isolation, social distancing. I don't like the phrase social distancing. I like to call it more physical distancing, because we have the opportunity to be more social than ever, to connect with our hearts through authentic, vulnerable, real conversation, and do that via video. So do it, FaceTime or Zoom.
All right. In the interest of time, I don't want to lose. We started saying 7, but maybe if you give us one or two more that are practical, then I'll send people to your Twitter feed at Harostki. It's Harostoski. That will be a help as well. Give me one more of those 7 practices, Mike.
Yeah, I'd say one more is just move daily, whatever that is. There's so many free workouts on YouTube, yoga, bodyweight exercises. You can lift cans or bottles of water. Just make sure that you're moving. And I'll say final thing, nature. If you can get time in nature, it'll really support your mental, emotional, physical health. Get your feet on the ground, and it'll just kind of discharge some of that stress.
Grounding. Yes, grounding. All right, Mike, thank you very much. Mike Harostki is at on Facebook.com/ Michael, Harostoski. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.